Give it to, give it to me. Give me a piece of your heart. Give it to, give it to, give it to me. I knew this right from the start.
We do know is as much as we enjoy Carolyn Strijo, we more enjoy catching what's happening right here, right now on WHFR Dearborn. And what we're going to enjoy today is this gentleman who brought his friends down here with him for some very personal, very intimate acoustic settings. And I'm talking about none other than our friend Eric Gonzalez. Gentlemen, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Well, then, why don't we get into some music? What do you have for us first?
We have a song called Rising.
What,
first song.
Mr. Gonzalez.
Yes, sir.
Give us some Rising.
All right.
From the pain I felt before, because the past don't haunt me anymore. from the pain I felt before, because the past don't haunt me anymore, no.
Mr. Gonzalez, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, man. How about you?
All right. So glad to finally got you down here. How long has it been since we met?
Ooh, man, it's been a couple months now.
A couple of months? About a month.
About a month. Going on a couple.
All right. All right.
Right in between them.
Warren.
Yeah.
At, I'm drawing a blank all of a sudden. Hey, that, don't get me in a bad spot.
The Dovetail Cafe.
The Dovetail Cafe. Thank you. Up at, folks, there are some open mics around town that you just have got to see. You'll meet some wonderful people, have a good time.
Amen.
And this is how you meet this gentleman right here, Mr. Eric Gonzalez. Just step on stage, give his all. He was out in the audience just being so supportive of a young lady who was on stage giving her all. And the audience wasn't as supportive as perhaps they should have been. But he was, and you could tell that here was a good soul. And then all of a sudden, I just thought he was somebody in the audience, just somebody like myself being there in support. Then there he was on stage, and it was like, wow, okay, game. Just went from being supportive to get up there and giving his all himself. So it was like, you never know who's going to be that next person to step up and just wow you.
Yeah.
And that was, it was your turn that night.
Yeah, man. Yeah, thanks.
And there was another young lady out there tonight who, ironically, I didn't hear perform. She did have her CD on her and look to hear some music from her in the future, especially on Motor, about to make things happen. Stand by for that. So we're going to say right now. But you have some friends with you today that you didn't that night. Make some introductions, why don't you?
Yeah, yeah. So I got my friend Lee Ogburn over here on the drums.
Say hello, Lee. Lee.
What's going on, people?
All right. And there's another gentleman beside you
and
here.
The other gentleman is Justin Street. Say what's up, Justin.
Hello, hello.
Uh-oh. Yeah. We're going to bring a mic up. We're going to bring a mic up soon. But we have drums and guitar, and things are sounding so well-rounded and full that this seems like a normal thing, a natural thing. You didn't do this at the Dovetail. How did this come to be? Is this a normal thing for you?
Yeah, so Justin and Lee here are really close friends of mine, and just so happens that sometimes we go and our schedules are free to where we could all go play together, jam out, kind of practice at cafes, but at the same time, like, spread some good news and some good vibes over in just in different cities. And so, yeah, man, I actually met Justin in high school, and I also met Lee in high school. But at that time, I did not play any music instrument at all.
Okay. So yeah. Things developed later, and then you reached back and said, hey, guys. Were you guys jamming back then?
Yeah, actually, me and Justin were in jazz band.
Okay, and so what was this guy doing at the time?
Just hanging out.
Yeah, just hanging out. I remember this one day, we went, it was kind of like a sporadic thing, but we went to go support the volleyball team over in, like, Maine.
Marysville.
Marysville, sorry. Yeah, it was kind of far away, but... It was actually the day before I was hanging out with my nephew, and he left like some little Tykes like drums and a little Tykes xylophone in my car, and so they were just in there. And like halfway through the ride, like Lee, like it's the first time I'm really hanging out with Lee, and I've been hanging out with Justin at this point, but Lee just starts picking up the little Tyke drum and starts making this crazy beat, and then just randomly he would throw in like this like a sample, like "Tickle Me Elmo," because it was on a little Tyke drum, you know. And then Justin over here, he starts playing the xylophone, and at that time in my life, I never sang like at all, so I just started like rapping, and like that was my main go-to.
We did that for a half hour too.
Yeah, we did it for a half hour, and ever since then, we've just been like kind of jamming out together as friends. We'd hang out, and yeah, man, that's how our relationship started musically.
So now let's bring this full circle from just throwaway beats and Tickle Me Elmo to this jam that you just did that was something else. Let's give the folks another and show them what you've matured and developed into today. What's your next track for us?
The next one we're going to do, One Thing Will Remain.
All right, then. Eric Gonzalez, Justin Lee.
Correct.
And Eric Gonzalez, obviously, but...
Justin Street.
And Lee...
Ogburn.
Yeah. Keep me straight, folks. One Thing Will Remain. This is how they do it today when they've gotten past Tickle Me Elmo.
My spirit rejoices for this beautiful
Air Gonzalez, one thing will remain right here on WHFR, the only station making waves. Very positive, very uplifting. You guys play a lot in various churches, one particular church. Where do you get together, or what's your venues?
Yeah, so we play in different churches all around, just depending on what church calls us and wherever we feel led to just go to that week. But we try to set up a concert once a month, and we get blessed with 150 to 250 people who show up and hang out with us, and we get some local bands to come on in and play, and then our band ends up closing out, and it ends up being a really good night and really good time.
We have a couple of, you know, as we put things in our playlist editor so that people can tune in online, WHFR.fm, and see the artist name and see the song, and then see the genre of music. We've got folk and we've got gospel. We don't have anything just inspirational alone. It's like either I can put folk, I can put gospel, and there's no, like, thing otherwise. And there's sometimes that area in between, and some of your music straddles lines, but you're definitely coming from a spiritual place. You're definitely coming from a gospel place. You definitely come from the church. Your faith is leading you. That is a part of who and what you are, that brought you up from some places in your past where you weren't as strong as you are today.
Yeah.
We talked originally.
Yeah, for sure.
And you're not shy about that?
No, man, not at all. I used to walk in this world thinking that, like, money was going to solve everything. And so I would work as hard as I could to get as much money as possible. But then it was like, it didn't only stop there. I had to make sure that I had the nicest cars. And it didn't stop there. So I needed to, you know, be at the best parties. And I needed to be, you know, the dude, basically. And it wasn't until I had, like, everything that I was told I needed to have in this world, from the money to the cars to basically getting your own place and the toys, you know, motorcycles, there was still something missing. And it wasn't until a pivotal point in my life when everything was gone and I had none of that, did I realize that there was something bigger in this world, bigger than just money, bigger than just cars. And I was at a point where, I mean, today's National Suicide Day. You guys may not know this, but every 40 seconds somebody takes their life. And so how powerful that is, that I was one of those people who were considering that. And the only thing that I could think of was, man, what if there is a heaven and hell? What if there's a place where you go to after you die? I wanna know that before I consider this even deeper. And so I went to this church called Kensington, and I really just started to dive in to what that looks like. And it wasn't through there that I found out there's something to actually live for, where, like, you can live this in this world with a smile on your face that's not fake. You can live in this world with hope that the next day is going to be brighter than the day before. You can live in this world just with pure, like, authentic happiness. I'm not saying everything in this world is like roses and flowers and chocolates and stuff like that. Like, there's definitely hard times that still have happened in my life after coming to find out who this guy Jesus is. And man, but I actually have hope in the struggles. I actually have something to turn to in those times, instead of turn to, you know, the many things that we're told to turn to, that actually only leaves us in a deeper hole, like alcohol and drugs and sex and stuff like that.
And Man in the Dark?
Yeah.
That song deals with...
Yeah, there's a couple of them like that for sure. I've written, and they deal with like reaching out to something that can save you in those times.
Because your songs don't necessarily hit people over the head and say, you have to go to the church or this is a gospel song, but they are definitely spiritual based.
Yeah, man. I guess basically what I feel is necessary that is lacking sometimes in this world is a chance to relate. There's a lot of songs that have been just no filter, where I just been given some chords to strum and the words just come flowing out of my mouth, and in that, like, they're just from their heart cries. That's really what they are. And yeah, man, just to be relatable to people who can't relate. Like, for me, I never been in a church in my entire life. You know, it wasn't until I turned 21 that I decide I should probably check this out and see if there's something real about this or if there's something fake, because I want to know, you know. And it was out of that drive to wanting to know that I found out that, man, everyone in this world, like, isn't weird. But at the same time, they very much are. But that also reflects back to me is that I am weird too. I'm also this person that I used to cast judgment on to people. And I feel like that's where and how I can relate to many through music is because I just say what everyone wants to say. They just don't do it. I don't know how to explain that.
So from not picking up an instrument and just hanging with the people who were in jazz band and leading the way, you're actually hanging with the guys in the jazz band and playing guitar with them. And you guys deem him worthy of hanging with you now? He's kind of moved up a bit, just a touch.
It has.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't, I used to always just sing in the car and in the shower when no one was home. And then this dude, Justin over here, he started encouraging me to learn the guitar. And Justin over here, he went to Berklee Music School of Art.
So he knows a little bit about playing that thing.
Yeah,
in his hands.
He was teaching me some cool tricks and some really good things that helped me out. And then he encouraged me to go sing in public at the Dovetail. You know, that was the first place I ever sang in public to, you know, was at the Dovetail. And it started off where he would play guitar, I would sing, and then Lee would be drumming. And then it turned into Justin teaching me guitar, and then we would start to jam more often. It would be part of our hangout session. And then it just turned into now we're playing all these different places. And man, it's just such a cool cool place.
Well, when we come back, I want to hear more about what Justin and Lee are doing. Right now, I'm want to get into some more music and hear what you guys do when you come together. Let's hear some Man in the Dark.
Jesus,
Eric Gonzalez with Friends, a man in the dark. And apparently it seems I took you out of sequence. I apologize.
It's all good.
But yeah, that was, I believe I heard you sing that at night, and I was amazed by how much that song touched on a lot of hearts that night. Very deep track. And promised the folks that we would have your friends talk about what else is going on in their world when they're not teaching you Tickle Me Elmo tracks, and where else we can hear them. And I hear there's another band going on. What can we share? And we have a talk. 1 second. Let's go with your mic right now.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
You want to? You want to talk about it? You
want to
switch?
No, let's.
You just want to talk to me? Okay.
Yeah, let's go with your mic. Since test your mic real quick.
Check.
Yeah. Okay. We've got him coming through now. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I try to play as much as possible, and so over the years I joined a couple groups.
Now let everybody know who's who this is sharing with.
This is Justin, the guitarist of this group, and. So basically, if I'm not active with these guys, I have another group that I've been in, and they've been fairly successful. That's Daniel Harrison and the $2 Highway, and they're flat rock based. It's more country blues, you know, rocking different venues of what sorts. And so basically, other than these two groups, you know, I try to pass on the music knowledge because I've studied guitar and found it to be a fairly learnable instrument for pretty much anybody. It's not a matter of coordination as it is just knowing where you are on the instrument, you know.
Now, did you, were you one of Eric's teachers? Did you get him started playing?
Or? Well, we started... basically took an interest at the same time, and I sort of got lost in it to where, you know, I was playing probably the more of things at the time. But then, you know, as he sort of seen me getting pretty good at it, then, you know, he was always singing, you know, whether it was to the radio or karaoke. And so, like, he figured, like, hey, I could probably play along and write some stuff. So I basically told him, like, you know, it's a month process and you'll get the idea, and then you just got to build on the same structures. So within like the last year or two, like you've started getting all the chord structures and learning the concepts, and then now pretty much here we are through that.
Yeah, because one would not realize that you were that new a player, Eric. Especially to see you, to hear you, it just comes through that this is somebody who's sharing or channeling maybe what is meant to be put out here. So get in that recording studio and let's get that CD. Now, right now, your music can be found where? Where can we get your music?
So you can get it on SoundCloud. SoundCloud, it's a website.
Right.
If you're not familiar with it, it's relatively simple to search things on there. And
now, would they just put in, now give them the correct spelling. I've got Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-S.
Yes. So okay. There's no space between Eric and Gonzalez. And
because if you just go on SoundCloud, there's quite a few Eric Gonzalez's.
Yeah.
So Eric Gonzalez, one word as it were, but Gonzalez ending with an S.
Yeah.
One word. And should they put in...
It's definitely easiest to probably just follow me via Facebook.
Okay.
And I post things on there all the time that are just encouraging, and you can hear more of the music that that we produce.
And people, you can definitely find links to his through the Motor Live Drive at 5 page, and any future appearances or whatnot, please let us know, and definitely link back to you.
Yeah,
because
sure.
If there's a means to find you, we want people to know. And now that we've got all mics working, so we can get the word out. Yes, it sounds like we do.
Yeah,
let's make some more introductions. Tell us.
Well, my name's Lee, and I'm the percussionist and drummer of the group.
Hello.
How's it going?
All right now. Are you playing with anybody else? Or
yeah, I've always grown up playing drums in church. So when I was little, I was playing at this church in Royal Oak. Then my parents switched churches and were playing in Troy. And then I started venturing out, and I play, sometimes in Lincoln Park. I play with Eric at Kensington, Lake Orion. And then also out in Taylor, Michigan as well.
Okay. And you started in the jazz band at school, I hear?
Yeah, from like me and Twigs playing together, yes, Justin, yeah. We all call him Twigs, too.
I was about to say, we don't mean that artist over there, FKA, do
no.
we?
No,
Make that introduction, please.
we call Justin Twigs, too. That's like his like street name.
Oh, this is something new. Oh,
surprise.
You held out. You held out.
Yeah, except me. I have no nickname.
We're going to find out. We're going to find out. What we want to find out now is what you got. Now that I took you out of sequence, are we going to go back in sequence or keep it moving forward? So what we're going to hear from you next?
Yeah, we're going to do a song called Here I Am. Is our next track. And it's basically just a, like I said, a lot of the songs that are written are basically heart cries and just through stuff that goes on in this world and just recording.
Well, there you have it. We're about to hear Here I Am from Mr. Eric Gonzalez. Mind you, Gonzalez ending with an S. Find him here on Motor Live Drive at 5. Find him on SoundCloud. Find his music. Eric Gonzalez. Here I am.
give you my all.
Eric Gonzalez here on WHFR. Well, after 30 years, we're just getting started. Eric, are there any shows or open mics that you haven't done yet that you are looking forward to or plotting on or anything you're setting your sights towards?
Like upcoming stuff?
Yeah.
No, this summer I was blessed with the opportunity of playing many different places and traveling to Nashville and Florida and New York, and what I'm really looking forward to next musically for our group is going to the studio and recording.
Have you got any studios lined up right now?
Yeah, we
producers?
Do. Yeah, we do.
Anything you can share at this time, or is it still negotiations?
Oh, no. It's totally fine. There's a man named Jim Rawling. He's really awesome guitarist. He's been playing his whole life, traveled all around the world, and now he's like kind of older and retired, and he really just finds joy in people pursuing music as a full interest. And he's somebody who speaks into my life a little bit musically and fixes my guitar whenever it breaks and stuff. And man, the dude's really cool. And he has his own recording studio that he built. And he also has like a guitar workshop that he works on guitars all the time. And it's become to a point where it's like his full-time stuff is working on musical instruments and recording.
Share that gentleman's name again.
His name's Jim Rawling.
And
I met him through the church called Kensington, but the Troy location.
And when are you planning on going to the studio?
We're planning on October.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is this going to be a self-released album, or do you have any things scheduled with any labels in terms of...
No, we don't have anything with scouted with any labels yet. That's all in the works. But for right now, in the time being, if we were to release tomorrow, it would be a self-release.
Okay, so if anybody's listening, know that there's somebody out here who has his ears open and possible interest could be shown. All right, more power to you. Now, I would have thought Nashville, there's some definite leanings in your sound that... Again, there's the gospel, there's the folk, and there's a little bit of twang that could accompany your sound. Definitely don't rule it out, because you could lean whichever direction that, I'm not saying sell out by any means, no way, no how, but just be open, because success should be yours. And like you said originally, not because money is a good thing, it's not always a bad thing, but sometimes people deserve success because they should share what they have, their gifts, with others, because they can uplift and enlighten others.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons the Goth Billy Man and I do what we do, because it ain't for financial fortune.
Yeah.
So get out there and share your gift, man. Get out there and share your gift. And keep sharing this music. With the time we have, we'll let you keep doing that. And so we usually like to say if you want to send shouts out to mom or dad, but you already took care of that pretty much.
Yeah.
Didn't you? Sending a shout out to mom is just a stone's throw, but we don't want to throw stones at mom. I'll block you. Anybody else we want to say hey to the church, or definitely the Dovetail? Thank you for giving this fella an opportunity. And I have to send shout out to Drew Schultz for taking me down there to the Dove that night so I could see you on stage. And also, definite shout out to Emma Islands for being patient. Because she was there that night, didn't see her perform, got her CD, gonna make things happen. But your turn, fellas, anybody else? Lee, Justin?
We're just thankful for everyone that's listening.
Hello?
Yeah.
Pass the word.
Come on.
Eric Gonzalez is on stage, Studio J, WHFR. We're so glad to have you.
Yeah.
I'm flapping my gums. Take the mic, man. Take it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Just super thankful for this opportunity. Definitely thank God, for sure. This next song we're going to do, we got two more songs. And this next song was a song that was written. Yeah, it was written because I was going through a time where I turned to alcohol for everything. And so that's where this song comes out of.
All right, then. Stage is yours, Eric Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
good. Just another day. So I ate my food and drank. I wake up. Just as yesterday. So I drink my drink in vain. But what I don't know is what I'm doing. So I get down on my knees. See, I can't do this. So I'm asking you for help. Jesus, can you save me from the man I used to be? 'Cause it's not me and I don't wanna see him no more. I just wanna see like a think I'm gonna pray. I wake up, he saved me yesterday. So I think I'll try his ways. But what you don't know is what I'm saying. 'Cause he found me on my knees. And now I'm fighting, yeah, with my God. And he's pushing you away. Come on. See, now I'm fighting with my God, and he's pushing you away. See, now I'm fighting with my God, and he's pushing you away. See, now I'm fighting.
Eric, I just have to ask you, man, what is your writing process? How do you come up with? Because you are revealing things. We'll talk about that maybe later. Because I'm looking at the clock and I'm thinking, I should just let you go with it. So if you're ready.
Yeah.
All right. Take a drink. Roll with it, brother. Roll with it.
Sweet.
What's the next one?
This next one is it's called You Don't Ever Have to Be. And, man, it comes out of this place where, as a guy, I have no idea the struggles that girls go through. No clue. I wouldn't want to start. But I was blessed with the opportunity to pour into first grade girls this summer as being a teacher and like a counselor. At a camp, and in this process, I learned that, I'm called as by God as a man to be a protector, not only of all women, not only my mom, not only the little girls, not only girlfriend, but as a protector. That's what we're called to be, and so that's where this song comes out of, is just reaching out to like a future daughter of mine, my little niece, and. Just to all the women out there, in a different way that you don't really hear.
You don't ever have to be.
Oh, girl, when you look up in the mirror, could you tell me who you wanna be? Is it the girl on the news? The girl on the tomb, or the ones up in the magazine? Oh, you ever feel lost and you wanna run away? 'Cause the feeling you don't wanna stay, yeah. Well, just look up to the cross and listen to his words, that you don't ever have to be that way, no. Gotta do. So just come as you are and come to the cross. It's just something that you gotta see. 'Cause arms. It's freedom in love and freedom in his arms, and you don't ever have to change a thing.
You've been tuned in to Motor Live Drive at 5 this September 10th with none other than Eric Gonzalez. You just heard You Don't Ever Have to Be. Before that, it was Wake Up. And we have but a few minutes left. And with this time, we're going to let Eric and his friends take us out with one last track. So if at all possible, we're going to turn the mic over to him one last time. We just got over a little 2 minutes, so we'll let you do your thing. Hear me. So, can we do Hear Me?
Yeah, for sure. It's a little over 2 minutes long.
We'll run with what we can.
Sweet.
We'll give it to you when we're done, and we'll let the folks hear it. And we'll definitely tell them that if they want to catch you and get it, whatever happens, they should come see you when and where. They should go to your Facebook page and find out for sure.
That's right.
And if we get any more details from you, we'll post them up on our page.
Thanks, brother.
That's how we're going to do things, because we want folks to tune in to Eric Gonzalez. Gonzalez starting with a Z, Gonzalez ending with an S. How about that? Yeah. Right here on Motor Live Drive at 5. Fellas. I need you.
the night.